Joining us is the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady. Tom, Jerry Callahan, Greg Dickerson, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Let me ask you this. A lot of us were doubting that you were going to win the football game, down 11 points when you got the ball back with 5 minutes to go. You told your teammates in the huddle that we're going to win this football game. We're going to get a couple of touchdowns. What led you to believe that?
Well, I just think there's, when you look in that huddle and you see all those guys and you understand the situational football we've worked on for, you know, the entire offseason in the training camp, you know, there's a lot of confidence. And what you got to do is you got to execute. And I think those last two drives, we were finally executing the way that we all thought we were capable. And, you know, when you do that, you're able to move the ball and get the ball in the end zone, which, you know, we didn't do a very good job of that for the first three and a half quarters. But we did enough when we needed it. But, you know, I don't think any of us are, you know, thrilled to play the way we played. But, you know, we'll take the win and we'll learn from it and we'll move on.
Hey, Ben Watson has 144 catches in his six-year career, Tom. Is it safe to say that was the best one yet, the last one last night?
That was unbelievable. I mean, that ball hard, and I threw it, you know, a little behind him. The defender was in front of him. We called it a back shoulder throw, and he's just so athletic. He was able to jump, basically rotate his body, catch the ball, secure the catch, and then get his feet down while he was getting hit. So it was an incredible play. We needed it at that time. We struggled in the red area early in the game, but Ben really ran a great route on the first touchdown to get open, and then on the second one, he ran a great route but really made an incredible catch.
Can you explain to us why it took so long to go down the field? I mean, the announcers were asking that question, every viewer. I mean, you threw so many passes, short passes, and finally you went down the field. Obviously it worked. Why did it take so long to try it?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I think just sometimes the style of the game dictates what you do. And, you know, we were behind, most of the whole game. So I think we felt like we were moving the ball well. We didn't produce when we needed to. The real critical situations, whether it be a couple fourth downs, couple very critical third downs that we missed, even though we were decent on third down for the night, the ones early in the game that we really needed, we didn't execute very well. So that's all stuff we're learning from, and we're going to go in and watch the film and, evaluate the things we need to do better, because, you know, obviously the way we played last night is not going to be good enough, but, you know, it was good enough last night.
You found Benjamin Watson four or five times earlier in the ball game before those two touchdown passes. What were you seeing last night? Because I think it surprised a lot of us that you had the confidence and that you were looking for Ben Watson last night, not only in those two touchdowns, but before that.
Well, I played with Ben for 5 years, so we have a lot of chemistry between the two of us, and I've thrown a lot of footballs to him over the years, and I have a lot of trust that he knows what to do, he knows how to do it, he knows how to get open, he knows how to catch it, and he knows how to run with it. So, you know, I've never lost confidence in Ben. I mean, he's been a player for us since the day he got here. So, you know, we're all got to step our game up, and he's going to be a big part of this offense, and we're all going to rely heavily on him, especially when, you know, Wes and Joey get so much coverage.
Hey, you played a lot of big games and obviously a lot of season openers, Tom. Was this one different? Did you feel the jitters, the nervousness, because it was your long-awaited return from the injury?
I felt pretty good. You never know how you're going to feel. I'm always a little anxious before the games. Every game that I've ever played in is the same. You know, it's the one feeling. I mean, I hate the feeling. I'm glad it goes away and once the ball's kicked off. And I felt good. I felt excited. I think the team was prepared. But it's an execution game. It really is. And when you play a team like the Bills, who really make you earn everything that you get, you've got to go out and execute well. If you don't, it's going to look like it did last night. And, they gave us everything we could handle. And, we have a lot of respect for the Bills. They play very hard. They're tough. They have a good scheme. And, we got to, like I said, we'll go out there and we got to make some improvements. And it's a really, you know, it's challenging. You know, we're on a short week now, and we're already behind the Jets. So we got to have some good days of practice, try to catch up to those guys.
Was it just a matter of shaking rust off in the second half, or did things change? What changed for you in that fourth quarter performance as opposed to what you saw and what you were doing early on in that football game?
Well, we just weren't making the critical plays. I think that's more what it comes down to, those scoring plays. We had a couple fourth downs. Like I said, we were right on the fringe, probably, you know, just not quite in field goal range, but, you know, you didn't want to punt in those situations either. So, you know, we went for it. We didn't make them. And those end up being, you know, big swings in the game because, you know, there was one where we took the ball off the, you know, inside of our 20, went down to their 30. And then, you know, and then we have nothing to show for it. So, you know, you can move it 60 yards and not score any points. And that's, you know, you're running time off the clock and you're not, and there's nothing to show for it. So, like I said, those situational plays that we've been pretty good at over the years that, you know, last night we just weren't hooking up. And, you know, like I said, it's early in the year and I'm glad we won, but, you know, we all realize that we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned a number of times over last year and the year how you didn't have a lot of time together with Welker and Moss 2 years ago when you set all the records, and now it's different. You've had a lot more time. You know each other better, but it didn't look it early on. Is it safe to say it's a work in progress, Tom, that because of all the factors, injuries among them, that you just need time? You just need time together, you and your skill position guys around you?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've had 8 months off since the last regular season game. So it's, you know, you're not going to, I mean, you'd love to, but the reality is you're not going to play like you had, you know, like we played, you know, November and December and January where we've had, you know, 80 practices at that point and played 12 regular season games. I mean, that was the first regular season game and there were plenty of things that we need to correct, and there were some things we did good, and all those things, obviously the less mistakes you make, you know, the greater chance you have to win. And, you know, when we make pretty much unforced errors, we put ourselves in the position that we did late in the game. And, you know, if we make those same errors late in the game, we don't win. And, you know, I think that's why it's a 60-minute game, and we found a way to dig deep when we needed to and make the plays that we needed to when we needed to. And I think we're all proud of the way we performed at the end. I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of us, you know, starting with me that, you know, wish we did things a little bit easier, a little bit better in the early part of the game to give ourselves a little more room for it late in the game.
I assume one of those things is the Aaron Schobel interception. What happened there?
Yeah, I just made a terrible play, a terrible judgment. And I was trying to get the ball to Sammy, and I, you know, you can't throw it through a guy. And he made a nice catch and a nice run. He's a really good player, but, you know, in the end, I'm always the one responsible with the football, and it's just being careless. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Have you looked at that on tape yet?
I haven't seen it, no.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to. You might want to skip that one. we had a caller earlier asking, whose fault was it on the first quick screen to Welker? The ball was obviously low and a little off, and you had words, you and Welker talked after the play, and we obviously don't know, but can you tell us what went wrong on that little play?
Well, it's you know, it's just a miscommunication. It's, you know, he's thinking one thing, I'm thinking another, and we're not on the same page. And when you're not on the same page, it looks like that. You go, God, what are they doing?
Right.
And those, you know, those plays in the red area kill you. When you don't advance in the red area and stay on track, you know, those long yardage situations in the red area just become too tough to overcome. So, you know, it's just a bad play, and we got to learn from it. And if there's one thing about playing in the red area, you have to just move forward, and that's when you usually are very good, very efficient. When you start any negative play in the red area, usually kills the drive, and any no gain is tough to overcome, and we didn't overcome that one, so. You know, had we made the play, you know, we, you know, who knows what could have happened, but, you know, I'd like to think we'd have a better chance, you know, than we did.
Tom, Jerry is of the belief that you can throw the football 53, 55 times a game and win and be fine. And if you run the football by accident, so be it. You're still going to win 13, 14 times this year.
You think he's going to take your side in this?
Of course, he's going to take my side.
He thinks you have to go like 50-50.
No, I don't think you need to go 50-50, but I do believe that you're going to need to get some semblance of a running game during the course of the season.
They threw 2 years ago and almost went 19-0.
I know what you think. I want to hear what he thinks.
Well, every game dictates something different, and we're going to do whatever we need to do. And you know, we have some great running backs on our team who are going to have big games for us. And it takes a lot of pressure off of, you know, the thing about the passing game is the execution needs to be all 11 guys in order to make the play work. On the running game, you know, it really, you know, it's the point of attack blocking and then, you know, how well the running back can get to the hole. So it's, I think the execution of it is, if you can get the running game going, it's really challenging for the defense to defend because you know, you're just handing the ball to the back, and he doesn't have to do much. He just has to take a few and run as far as he can. So we're going to need to get the run game, you know, going. I thought we had some great runs last night. But I think the game dictated the way we played it last night was you know more of a pass game and. You know, hopefully we're more balanced this week.
You know, what did you see? What made you guys change things around a little bit? You did not run the football nearly as much in that second half as you did in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, well, we were throwing the ball efficiently. And we were completing passes and moving the ball up and down the field. We just didn't get it in the end zone. So, you know, the running game is critical, and the running game can take a lot of pressure off the passing game, can especially take a lot of pressure off the offensive line. Because, you know, pass blocking Aaron Schobel for, you know, over 50 plays a game is not easy to do. He's going to make his plays. And when you have a really high-effort D-line like Buffalo does, you've got to be able to keep them off balance. I think we as an offense aren't trying to go out there and throw it as many times. It's just, you know, we're behind late in the game, 11 points. I mean, you got to throw the ball on every play. So, you know, that skews things quite a bit also. But, you know, those days where we throw 30 passes a game, I mean, those are always enjoyable, you know, because you're really throwing it on your terms. I think last night we were throwing it, you know, on their terms. And that's a tough way to win games, but, you know, we found a way to do it.
What did they do that surprised you defensively? I mean, what did you look at that you didn't expect?
Well, every team has wrinkles.
Even the Bills,
they, you know, they played a coverage they haven't played in years last
really?
Night, a bunch. So, you know, we were, once we saw it, we adjusted to it, but, you know, it's the first couple games. So, that's a challenging part of early in the season is that, you know, nobody's really seen us and we haven't seen our opponents. And, you know, I love playing late in the year when you've seen eight games of work and situations that you really know and get a good feel for how the defense is going to play. And early in the year, you're preparing for what you've seen on film, but at the same time expecting other things as well. So, you know, every team has wrinkles. Jets will have plenty of wrinkles this week for us. We're going to have some different things, and that's just the way it is early in the year.
A lot of expectations for Joey Galloway when the Patriots picked him up as a free agent during the offseason. Didn't have a catch last night. Thought struggled a little bit during the preseason. What does he need to do to get himself adjusted and situated in this offense?
Well, Joey's a very hard worker, and he's really a professional. And I know he wanted to contribute more last night. I could just tell by the look on his face. And he's going to. And he's going to play a key role in this offense. You know, Wes had a big game last night, and Randy had a big game, and Kevin Falk did, and Ben did, and they're guys that have all been here for, you know, a significant period of time. So it's about integrating guys into the team, into the offense, and allowing them to do the things that they're very good at. And Joey's certainly very good at a lot of things. You know, we just didn't get him the ball last night. I wish I would have. I mean, I'm sure that it's not that he's not open. It's just, you know, sometimes the coverage dictates you go the other way also.
Hey, Vince Wilfork got a very questionable penalty. A lot of people around here upset
about it. To you and the Brady rule.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you feel like it's your fault, Tom? Because clearly it is.
Vince comes in and he plays. He's all heart, and he plays so hard, and you know he's trying to make a big play down there. You know, with them backed up, and yeah, the refs are real quick to throw flags on the D linemen when they get low on the quarterbacks. So I think it's always a judgment call. I mean, the refs are doing what they think they need to do, and. You know, there was a couple last night that, you know, I know the fans weren't happy about, but we've been on the other side of that also where, you know, they protected me too. So it's always a fine line, and those refs, they got a tough job to do.
Did you see the Adalys Thomas roughing the passer call on that Buffalo drive where they scored a touchdown?
I saw that.
And what did you think of it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a situation like the Super Bowl 2 years ago where we had Eli Manning like that, you know, at the end of the game. And, you know, he gets out of something like that. So, you know, I always think you assure the tackle and you do what you got to do to get the guy on the ground. That's the goal. I think those guys are just – Adalys is playing hard and he's doing what he thinks he needs to do. I mean, he's not a dirty player at all. He wanted to get the guy down and – you know, the refs saw it differently, but and hopefully that doesn't take away our aggressiveness. I mean, that's really an imposing style of play when you're able to do stuff like that.
What are you told by the officials as a quarterback in a situation like that? As the legs are still driving and a lineman or a defensive player seems to have a good grasp of you for 2-3 seconds. What are you told?
Well, I've never really talked to a ref much about that. I mean, I'm not usually in that situation where I'm trying to stay up breaking tackles because the reality is I've never broken a tackle in my life and I'm probably not going to start now breaking tackles. So, you know, when they get around me and I feel like they got me and you just protect the ball and move on to the next play. So I haven't been in that situation very often.
Hey, Urlach is hoping everyone forgot that one too, you know, so wasn't that Urlach you faked out of his jock?
Yeah, but he didn't get his hands on him. When I had the ball, I kind of pump faked him and he was lining me up. I could see in his eyes. His eyes were watering.
You know, you only got sacked once, but there were guys around you all game. And I know athletes generally hate when announcers or media people try to read what's in their mind. But Ron Jaworski had a breakdown of you in the pocket, and they kind of focused on your knee and said he is afraid, you know, to step into the throws because of the knee. That's the conclusion he came to in the middle of that game. I didn't hear much of that at the end of that game, but is that true? Well, I mean, was he accurate about that? Were you afraid to step into the throws because of your knee?
Well, you know, I didn't feel that, and I don't feel that. I just, you know, I think some of it early in the year, you're getting used to the pass rush, and I think it's always been like that for me. Sometimes you do use bad technique, and it's just it's a learning process out there. And every week as the regular season goes, you get more comfortable. And I'm sure next week I'll be more comfortable than I was this past week. So, you know, I'll look at the film and the ones where, you know, I didn't step into the throw or, you know, my arm angle was low and I wasn't throwing over the top or I had a long stride. You know, those are the things I got to correct. You got to be accurate when you're passing the football, especially in our offense. So I'll try to make those improvements and be better next week.
I know you haven't watched film of the Jets yet, but you're pretty familiar with their defense. What do you expect to see out of them, and how different is their defense from what you saw last night in Buffalo?
The Jets, it's the Ravens' defense of the last few years, which, you know, is a very challenging defense. They move around a lot. I saw what they did to the Texans. I watched a lot of that game. And they're just an attack. That's a style of defense. They really put pressure on you in a lot of ways. They overload blitz to one side. They overload blitz to the other. They blitz up the middle. They blitz, and then they drop defensive linemen out. So they play all different all types of coverages. And, you know, they're a great game plan team. So it's going to be a challenge for us. Like it is every time we play the Jets, especially playing at the Meadowlands. It's a great rivalry for that reason. They're they really played well last week, and you know, it's going to be their home opener, and so we've got to work it out for us. We sure do, and like I said, we're preparing on a short week. So it was an emotional game. I think everybody's a little tired today, but we got to regroup. Being that it's early in the year, these Monday night games don't come up too often. So these short weeks, you got to really bear down and do whatever you got to do to get ready.
Did you think that Susie Culber had that kind of speed that she had last night at the end of the game?
She wasn't letting me go. I was trying to like run it a lot, and I mean, she was more tenacious than Schoble at times out there. Right? You know, but she's a great reporter, and you know, ESPN always does a great job covering the games.
You just didn't want to talk to her last night.
I just wanted to go in. I think I was a little tired, and just wanted to go and celebrate with my teammates and get home and get to bed. That's always the priority on those Monday night games.
You should have told her, go talk to Pierre Woods. Go talk to the guy who made the big play.
That's right.
Do you guys like
willing to do that?
Do you guys like wearing throwbacks, or do you feel like it kind of disrupts the routine?
Yeah, we do. We like it. It's always fun to do something different out there. To wear the black shoes, I think everybody really likes, and the old helmets are great. We get to wear them 4 times this year, so it's fun for the players. I mean, I grew up watching the Patriots with those, you know, with those helmets. I remember, you know, the Super Bowl with Andre against the Bears wearing those helmets. So it's pretty cool when you see him hanging there in the locker, and then on the field you go out there and see all the great Patriot players from the last 50 years out there on the field at halftime. So along with a bunch of teammates like Troy and Rodney and Teddy, that, you know, we love those guys, and they've been such a huge part of this team, and it was really great to see him.
You'll have to forgive people who grew up around here for having mixed emotions, because they know what happened to Andre and the guys in that Super Bowl, and they know that most of this 50-year anniversary team, like half of it, played in the last 3 years. So, I mean, there weren't all you know how last night's game went? Well, the team with the Pat Patriot on the helmet, they used to be on the short end of those kind of games, like most of the time.
Yeah. There's still some great players, you know, that have played and represented. You know, Raymond Claiborne.
Yep.
You know, I saw him out there, and
Mike Haynes.
You know, Nelly, and there's just Mosey Tatupu I saw last night. So it's a good group. I mean, I know they didn't win the championships, but you know, they're still damn good players. And no, I think of that Super Bowl against the Bears. I mean, they went up against a team that was one of the best, greatest teams in the history of the NFL. So not many teams could have beat the Bears in 85.
Tom, best of luck against the Jets. We'll talk to you next Monday. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, guys. Thanks. Take care. Have a good week.